Natalie McFadden, you've been here pretty much since the start of ladies football in Bonagie, so you've seen things evolve. So this must be a very proud moment for you to see the club getting to this national final.
I've been here since the start. So when it all started back in 2015, it's been 8 years. So the progress that we've made has been brilliant, and Chris coming in a few years ago has definitely strengthened the squad, and it's great for us to get here now and great for the club.
So it's taken a bit of time and you've brought in different players, but has it been a steady progression? You've been watching it from the inside, so to speak.
I guess when we started back then, it was about getting underage set up so that in years to come we'd have the backing of the underage to evolve into a senior team. And you can see that now in the senior ranks. A lot of the underage girls have come in now and they've stepped up and they've proven to Chris and the rest of the team that they're there, and they're there to win for the senior girls as well. So
And tell us about the squad. How important is it to have that strength and depth? We saw in the semi-final, substitutes can play such a huge role in this.
I guess it's not about the 11 players on the starting lineup. It's about the squad and about having a big squad. And in the semi-final, we Caitlin Fletcher coming on and 16 years of age and proving to Chris and the team that she's able to play up here and going on and scoring the winner for us. Like it's massive. So having a big squad definitely makes a difference.
People get inspired by other people, and we've got Ireland in the World Cup, and that's something to look forward to. And people are going to be inspired by all of you as well. Who inspired you to get involved in the game?
Well, I guess back when I started, which is quite a number of years ago, it was you looked up more to the men than you did to the women. I guess Liverpool players, so Michael Owen, Steven Gerrard, them type of boys. But the local girls here too, Julianne Hurley. Back in the day when she started, you kind of looked up to her. She was one of the first girls to get into the Irish underage team, and now you have the likes of Ciara Grant and Amber Barrett in the Irish senior women's team now. It's massive for Donegal, and it's even bigger for Letterkenny with Ciara there as well.
And Kilmacrenan and Celtic here at Dry Arch Park won I think it was an FAI Intermediate title quite a few years back as well. So looking at the Irish team and yourselves, I mean, if you bring the cup home, look what you're going to do for other people.
Yeah, it's massive. Like playing in them games the last number of weeks in the quarterfinals and the semi-finals, the underage girls have been walking out hand in hand with the girls, and they're just looking up to them. At the end of the day, we're players, but to them, we're role models, and that's what we want to be. So hopefully, in years to come, they'll be the ones walking out holding hands with younger players as well. So yeah.
And finally, just a word about Bonagie, the club. It's always been known as a progressive club, and they put huge effort into things, and now it's really beginning to pay dividends.
The club here is massive. Like I know my involvement in the club. I started coaching a number of years ago, and they back you to the hills. Like, and last year away to Cork twice in 3 weeks. They didn't ask for anything. We asked could we stay overnight, and they gave it to us, and putting us up for an overnight dinner, whatever we wanted, we got. We didn't have to pay them back in any way. So whatever you want, you get. And it's massive for them, and it's great for us to be in an All-Ireland final and for them to come down and watch us. And it's great for everybody here to be involved. So